Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
I mean, this stuff don't work, does it? That's what most people say. But I'd reach up there, and the other morning, it's only been, well, it's almost been a year ago now. It's amazing how fast the time goes by. But the other morning, she run up to me. I was sitting there. That's when I still lived in my house out there where I lived, before I give my son. And I was sitting there at the table having a bowl of cereal that morning. She come running in the house. Come running right up to the table. Of course, she's just a little higher than the tabletop. And I just reached over there and I said, "Lord, thank you for..." And I jolted her little head back and I said, "Praise God, it's gone today in the name of Jesus." I mean, even Granddaddy got excited. But it took me 2 years to pray that thing off of there. Now, when it went off only a week before, I'd done that and it was still there. But in a week's time, he took it off. But how long had I been doing that? 2 solid years. Somebody said, "Thurman, you're crazy. You've done that for 6 months. You did that for a year. When are you going to give up?" Well, let me tell you. There you go. That's the secret, right? If that thing was still on there, guess what I'd still be doing? That's exactly right. I'd still be speaking to that thing in the name of Jesus. I got these examples from other people. I knew of a man one time that he came into a service and the preacher was teaching that very verse right there in Mark 11:23. And he asked him, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "My pancreas." He said, "I'm a diabetic and I'm on insulin." He said, "Your pancreas don't work?" He said, "No, sir, it hadn't worked in 37 years. He said, "Well, start taking Mark 11:23 and start speaking to it." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Jesus says, if you shall say unto your pancreas, speak to your pancreas." He said, "You don't want it to be removed, but you want it to be fixed." But Jesus said, "Here you can say it, tell it to be removed and cast in the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say." So he said, "Begin to speak to the pancreas. Say, 'Pancreas, I command you in the name of Jesus to line up with the Word of God and start producing. In the name of Jesus, you will produce a proper amount of insulin. You will come back to life. And I speak life into you and you will work in the name of Jesus.'" And he said, "Every time you do it, thank the Lord for doing it." He said, "How often do I do it?" He said, "Every time you think about it, but at least 3 or 4 or 5 times a day." So that man started doing that. That man did that over and over and over for almost 2 years. And one day that man got in a little accident in a car deal, and the doctor wanted to look at him. He went down and checked him. He said, "Are you still taking insulin?" He said, "Well, I'm almost completely off of it." He said, "I'm just taking just a very little bit." He said, "You know, in these reports, your pancreas is almost working perfect." He said, "I've never seen one come back to life. But," he said, "it's working so close to perfect." He said, "Why don't you just stop using insulin and let's see what happens?" And the man stopped using insulin and he never took it again. Now, does that confirm what the Word says? When I heard that guy tell that story that time and I read that, I thought, you know, God, if that'll work for him, that'll work for me. And it took him 2 years to get his pancreas working. So if I speak to things like that little scar and command it to come off in the name of Jesus, my king said it would happen. But it took him 2 years to make it happen on him. So I don't know how long it's going to take. You know what I would have liked to have done? I would have liked to have reached up there and touched her under the chin and said, "You scar, come off in the name of Jesus." And I'd like to have seen it just say, whoosh. But we all want to do that, don't we? But it didn't work like that. Now, if it had up, I would have still been just as excited. I would have, and it could work like that for you. Now, you don't know. The way I believe this is according to your faith. If you have little faith, it takes a lot longer. So that tells you how much faith I got. It took me 2 years to speak that thing off. So I must have a little bitty measure of faith over here somewhere. But whatever it is, I had enough to finally get it off. So if I can speak to a scar for 2 years and take it off, if you've got any kind of problem and you got all your sins confessed and you don't doubt God and you start speaking to it with no doubt in your heart, what's got to happen to your problem? It's got to be fixed. It's got to go away. Right, brother? It's got to... Only just yesterday, I was talking with a man and I was telling him, I said, you know, my eyes are not as clear and sharp as they was when I was a much younger man. And I said, I've been speaking to my eyes, commanding them to get strong and sharp again like they was when I was young. And he said, you know, my grandmother had real bad eyes all of her life. And she did that same thing. And said she spoke to them eyes, commanded them to be normal and bright and sharp and clear. And he said, my grandmother, we all thought my grandmother had lost it. We thought she was crazy. But said, when my grandmother hit her 70th birthday, her eyes came back clear and sharp. And he said, until she died at 90, she could read the smallest print in her Bible, and she never had to have glasses again from 70 to 90. But it's written in the Word, isn't it? It's in the Word. Now, what if that woman had to give up at 68 or 69 and stop speaking to it? She would have never got it, would she? I mean, somebody said, well, my goodness, I've been doing this for 10 years and nothing's changed. Well, then keep doing it another 5 or 10, whatever it takes. But don't give up. See, that's what happens to us. We're not persistent enough. I mean, the average person. Like when I prayed over Kelly, when I prayed over Kelly's scars all over the top of her head, in 30 days, all of them was completely gone. Now, man, isn't that awesome? I love that. And I just prayed one prayer. And that's something? I prayed one prayer for little Kelly. Whenever she showed me them great big old scars, and look at the promise in John 14, 13, and 14. Look at that promise. If you ain't got that promise committed to memory, look at that promise in John 14, 13, and 14. Now see what that promise is. That's to you if you're a born again Christian. Jesus said in John 14, 13, and 14, what did He say there? Ask what, Larry?
Anything.
What?
Anything.
Ask the Father anything in His name and He'll do it for you? Do you really think He meant that? If He really meant that, then why do we live where we live in the church? If Jesus really meant these mighty things in His Word, then why do we let the devil beat up on us so bad in the church? That's a good thought, isn't it? I mean, He did it to me for years. Did He do it to you, brother? Oh, He's still doing it to you. Not near as much as He was, right? Since you met me and Jesus. I just happened to be able to show you these things and you found out, hey, this crazy Baptist guy, I mean, this guy that so many people say is crazy, what he's teaching is written in my book. And I may have a Baptist book or a Methodist book, but it don't make no difference which one I got. What this guy's teaching is written in my book. And since it's written in my book and it works for him, I'm going to start doing it just like him. And it works for you, doesn't it? Isn't that amazing? It works for a lot of us. Amen. It works for all of us that believe Him, young lady. That's the thing, right? It works for all of us that believe Him. That's the secret. That's just like they brought a woman to me the other day. An older woman. And this woman wanted me to pray for her. I said, okay. I said, ma'am, do you have any faith? Oh, yes, son. I've been going to church all my life. I've been in the Baptist church ever since I was 6 years old. I said, oh, ma'am, you've been in the Baptist church all your life? She said, yes. I said, oh, am I in trouble? And she, I forget how old she was, 85 or whatever, well, way on up there. And I'm going to teach this woman faith, and she's been in church 80-something years, and now she's got all these problems. And she, just like I was, she didn't have a clue what faith was. And I was young, and it took me 30 years to learn what faith was. And she's going to expect me to build her faith at 85 years old in 15 minutes where she can get her miracle from God. Forget it. There's no way. It's not going to happen. I know that. I mean, I hate to confess that, but I know that. She's where she is because she don't have any faith. And so I said, ma'am, you got to believe God. Oh, I believe God. I said, okay, ma'am. I'm going to pray over you and Jesus will heal you. And so I prayed over her. I said, do you believe you're healed? Well, she said, I know God can if He wants to. I thought, oh, man, Lord. After about 30 minutes with her, I finally just said, ma'am, you're going to have to get in the Word. Oh, son, I know the Word. I said, okay. Okay. I mean, what can I do? What can I do? It just never ceases to amaze me that every word that came out of that poor lady's mouth was a negative confession. It was contrary to the Word. None of the confessions lined up with the Word. See, when you pray for somebody, they got to believe. Now then, if you go by your symptoms, you'll never get well. See, Miss Emily Dawson, which was here the last healing school 2 weeks ago, and she was here in our church Sunday afternoon 2 weeks ago. That woman, 53 years old, had been raised in a Baptist church. Good Christian woman. Had had 13 surgeries in 53 years. And now has terminal lupus. And one more surgery. She can live 6 more months and then it's all over. So Miss Emily says, forget it. I've been cut and stuck so many times, I'm just going home and die. And then some little preacher like me comes along and says, Miss Emily, you have a choice. I have a choice? Yes, ma'am. You have a choice. You can either live or you can die. You can either speak to the problem or you can agree with the problem, but it's your choice. She did not know that. She got a hold of God's promises and she fought her battle intently for a year. She said there was times the pain would be so severe she wanted to give up. But she said, I would not. No doctors just trusted Jesus. It took her a year. She overcame the forces of darkness in 1 year, came out on the other side totally healed. And the other day when she was here with us, I turned her loose after the worship service at 2:30 and she preached an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 40 minutes, and then she stayed here with us and prayed over people and cast out demons until 10 o'clock Sunday night. And she's 75 years old.
We'll start out right here tomorrow where we just left off for the continuation of this teaching. This is a fairly extensive teaching. If you would love to have the complete teaching on this belief versus doubt, please give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'd like, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you'll find our free order forms. You can order anything you want from our ministry. Everything is free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send it to you if you'll just contact us. And remember, Jesus is the King of the universe, and He is the Lord of the church. And we praise Him and thank Him. In Jesus' name, amen.